League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek spotted being basic.
And later on, the cast of Sisters will be stopping by to dish with us.
Also, as we can see, honey, we have some estrogen back on the couch besides me, of course. We have host, actress, and media personality Ms. Claudia Jordan back with us.
Hey, all right, so happy to be back. I'm ready to sip on some more tea, so
let's get this started.
All right, so Matt Leiner said his lip caused some disturbia when he tried to date Rihanna. He revealed he once took the billionaires out on a date, but his face card had declined because of this bulging hater on his lip. Listen to this.
Problem was, is I had this ginormous blister on my lip.
On your date with Matt.
Marsha Brady.
Dude, I can't even. I tell you what, dude. It's like.
Were you nervous about the blister?
Are you kidding me?
Matt went on to say his friends amped him up and said everything will go good, but Riri was like, okay, and bounced on him. Would you be pissed at your friends if they tried to convince you to go on a date with a huge blister on your lip and it was just the whole thing was just a major fail?
Oh, those aren't his friends. Like, that blister was a SOS to not go on that date because you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
And Rihanna's always going to connect that man with that blister.
You can never not think of blisters when you see his name pop up. You know, I'm like, listen, if you have a blister, stay home until it heals up and goes away.
But Claudia, this is my thing too. What do you think about men are talking more now than they ever did before? What is that about?
The male podcast space is something that I'm just like, I'm kind of low-key sick of.
Because, geez, all these men, I would have never known Rihanna when I was a man like him. Right. Until he came and just talked about it.
Matt Leiner? He's a former NFL quarterback.
I don't care if he's Jesus' brother. I would have never thought that Rihanna would win.
And there is a lot of snitching, too.
Yeah.
Before, I used to not hear that as much. Like, I would keep it amongst each other. But now it's like proudly, like, screaming things from the rooftop.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't like equality, do we? We don't like men having a voice.
No,
oh.
You know, I mean, men used to keep things to themselves and take it to the damn grave. Not men are talking more than women.
Well, word around the Hamptons is that Waka Flocka Flame is outside acting up. Mm. Now, according to several sources, after performing in the exclusive New York community, the rapper went over to the Surf Lounge in Montauk to kick it, but was denied side door entry access. Well, he allegedly went left on the security, cursed them out horribly, and then hit them with the, "I'm worth $20 million, do you know who I am?" And spectators said the nasty exchange happened all in under 3 minutes. What is going on?
Oh my God.
They had time to time it?
Yeah,
that's wild. Yeah. I mean, it's the Hamptons. There's probably a lot of people up there worth $20 million.
But what I love about non-blacks, they will remind you, honey, we don't give a damn how much you were, girl. You're going to go this way.
That's
and
true.
They this let them know, and you were 20? Well, he's worth 21.
So that stuff works in Atlanta, but not in the Hamptons.
Exactly. And here they would be, that's Waka Flocka. Maybe in the Hamptons, those girls like,
right. Like, I got $20 million in my bank account right now.
Okay. Just like they did Oprah, baby, when she went to
the store.
To the Hermes store. I'm Oprah. Okay, girl. This and this Paul Barker.
I can only hope that the people from the Hamptons come to Atlanta and get denied entry through the side door at Magic City.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, so they know how it feels.
So a little racial equality there.
Yeah, it'll bounce out.
Bounce it out.
And you can be like, I'm worth $100 million. Okay. And be like, we'll let you in to spend it in a minute.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, all right, y'all, listen up. Barack Obama, y'all, has a message for the people. Now, our forever president said young men need to learn how to be friends with the queens, honey. Yes, he sure did. Now, he said the queens out here, honey, can teach these young men a thing or two. And listen to this, y'all. Oh, this is so touching.
I had a gay professor in college who became one of my favorite professors and was a great guy and would call me out when I started saying stuff that was ignorant.
So do y'all believe that gay men are more in touch with their feelings opposed to straight men? Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you let your feelings out?
Nah, like, because, like, whatever we do, it's like, oh, what are you doing emoting?
Yeah, y'all need to be more expressive. You need to sit down and talk to your gay friends, honey, and let them know how you really feel. Like saying, John, I mean, I'm really hurting right now because, you know, I hit my hand in the wall and it just hurts. And John will tell you, well, Tanner, let me see it and touch it and tell you it's going to be okay.
Sounds like the beginning of a porn.
See, Claudia.
And then what happened? I feel like you have this all worked out in your head, Gary. What's going on here?
And then you'll say, you know, well, you know, so is it okay? And then you put some lotion on it and rub it.
Rub it up and down in a circular motion.
Yeah. And then you start saying, you know, that really feels nice.
Oh, and then what happens?
Then you say, well, you want to go play cards?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go play cards or Pinocchio or what's that card game?
Pinochle?
Pinochle.
No one's playing Pinochle anymore.
And then we say spin the bottle.
What?
That made...
Fellas, I stand corrected. Don't Thanks. Show your emotions.
Thanks. Thanks, Claudia. Just have a heart
there
attack.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of heart attacks, moving on. Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek had people gagging, and not because of their looks. The two superstars were seen boarding a... Are you ready for this? A commercial plane.
Oh.
People were stunned. There they are on the Sky Bridge right there, stunned to see the two ladies as they chatted up in the bridgeway while wearing some very expensive-looking leisure wear. They did decline photos while boarding the plane, but they were nice enough to talk to people, talk to the commoners, and take photos in the terminal. Selma Hayek's husband, I feel like he owns some airlines or something. What is she doing on a commercial flight?
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with this. I think, like, people shouldn't be shamed for flying commercial. I think it makes more sense. You, like, waste so much gas when you take a private plane for two or three people.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And then also, too, what's going on with them being videoed the way they are. This is the reason why people opt to not fly commercials sometimes. Yeah. Like, let these people have a normal experience, enjoy the flight like everybody else on the plane is without, you know, putting them under surveillance.
And my thing is, when y'all be talking about, oh, I wouldn't fly Spirit, or I wouldn't fly this, tell me, who's in the sky can see you in that yellow plane?
I will say I do call Spirit, break your Spirit Airlines. And when you do hit the recline button, this is the regular position of a seat, and this is recline. That's all the way full. And if you pay $200 extra and get the first class, that's it. And I don't like how they talk to you. They
really?
Very, like, put your seatbelt on. They just be like, just dismissive. Like, they talk.
You on Spirit, they know you don't got no legal representation and nobody to back you up.
Well, moving on, honey, from two A-list actresses to another, baby. Claudia, girl, now you have a
y'all
new
tried it with that. Okay, I know I'm getting shaded right in my face.
Claudia, you have
going.
A new
Keep going.
Yeah, a new film girl coming out called Run. Now, I saw the trailer, honey, and it's giving scary, child. So now all I know is I saw black people, baby, running from aliens. But tell us more about it.
So the movie is out in theaters. It's a theatrical release nationwide. It's going to be in all the theaters. I actually showed the trailer during Jurassic Park.
Nice.
And some of the really big movies in theaters right now. Drew Sidora is in it. Erica Pinkett, Erica Mena, and my best friend, Annie Alonso, and Marcus Houston wrote most of it. It's amazing. It starts off like Girls Trip, and then we all end up in the mountains, and then we face off with a very unexpected twist. And the movie hits theaters on August 29th. I hope you all come. We might do something in Atlanta.
Yeah, so okay.
I'd love to invite you all. I'm
it
really excited.
Good.
Okay, so Claudia, hold on. Spoiler alert. Do you make it through? Are we getting a run two?
There could be a run two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the people that get hurt in this, they get jacked up.
They get messed up.
They get messed up. It's not like a little ouch. It's
a serious probing.
There's some serious special effects.
Okay.
All right, coming up, we have the cast of Sisters, y'all, in the building. All this and more right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, we've got two...
League's Cup returns to Columbus.
Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Powerhouse women in the building who are holding it down on one of the hottest shows on TV, Tyler Perry's Sisters. Please welcome the lovely and talented KJ Smith and Crystal Renee Hazlis to Dish. Hello, ladies.
Oh my gosh, you guys, season 9.
Season 9,
congratulations. What can we expect this time around?
Oh my goodness, what can you not expect? I mean, episode 1 just came out last week. Mm-hmm. Everyone's on their toes. Everyone's like, wait, Karen's finally having the babies. Super excited about that. Because, you know, that was a thing. Mm-hmm. KJ, what do you think?
You know, I really think that we're digging into subject matter that really mm-hmm. affect black women. And so for us, we were affected personally yeah. by some of the things that we portrayed on camera. And so we're just really digging deep into some really serious topics affecting the black community. So.
Well, your characters have evolved so much over the seasons. How have you related to their journey? And were there ever any moments of art imitating life? I guess we just kind of said that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. any other moments that stand out to you?
There's times where I call Tyler and I'm like, you're like a little prophet in this writing because uh-huh. he'll write stuff and then and, like, I'll see it start to, like, show itself in my real life. Mm-hmm. Even, like, just, like, at one point, it seemed like the guy I was dating had a lot of similarities to Zach. And I was like, all right, now.
You're like, Tyler, you're tapping my phone.
Yeah. Yes, I was like, okay, let's figure this out. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, now, I don't know, honey, if y'all know this, but I might be looking for a job soon. So can I, Mr. be assistant?
Absolutely. Yeah. We would love to have you on the show. Yes.
Because I think, you know, Tyler, if you're listening, you need to do that, Tyler. Come on, I never see any Mr. Sisters on the show.
I have to make one demand, though. If you get on the show, I need you to do, like, a nude scene or a love scene, because I've seen you in a thong.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow. Huh? Yeah, and you want to see more of that?
I do. I do.
We don't want to make the listeners stop or the viewers stop watching. They don't want to see this body, but it's getting ready one day.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm.
It's called plastic.
New body loading.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Now, KJ, you slipped up and told us you'll be having a beautiful baby girl. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
But how'd you let that slip out? Did you want us to know, or was it really an accident?
I can't. My brain is doing whatever it wants to do. My brain and my body, I've lost complete control. So we were at the awards together, actually, all of us. Yes. And it was hot out there.
It
was our last interview, and I know the interviewer, Nate. We went to the same university, Florida A&M. And I guess I lost track of time. I'm thinking I'm talking to my friend. And I'm like, yeah, so I'm telling the truth. And, you know, you have to be PR trained. You have to say exactly what you need to say and move on.
Yeah.
And I just slipped. And I was like, I panicked right in the middle. And I had been yelling at my husband, like, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
And you're the one that did it.
And then think about it was too. I was like, God, dog, hell, because you usually wait for People Magazine to give you a check.
Right.
Then you go out there. And you didn't gave it to us for free.
For free.
I think that might be the first time pregnancy brain has been documented on camera. You always hear about it, but you don't get to see it in action.
So have y'all decided on a baby name? Because I think, I'm just saying, I think Garisha would be cute.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking Crystal. Crystal Jr.
Oh, Crystal Light.
Any other suggestions?
Yeah. I like Jordan for a first. Look at all the narcissists. Name it after me. Right. We have no relation, but just name it after me.
I am not going to slip on this. I am not going to slip on Dish, okay?
So you have to have a lot down already.
What to begin with?
I'm not telling you.
Right.
Is it a vowel? A vowel.
Nope.
But it's not Garisha.
No, it's not your name.
I think you could go back and like Kizzy would be a cute name, KJ Kizzy.
Oh, Kinsey is cute. I like that.
He said Kizzy. Oh, yeah, he said he tried.
He took it back to roots.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
It's the roots.
Well, if y'all having fun, keep it locked. We got more with KJ Smith and Crystal Renee Hazley after the break.
Yes, honey, Kizzy.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Whoa. All right. Okay, ladies, now since you're here, we're going to have a little fun with the two of you. You know at Dish Nation, we're all about the latest tea, so we're going to give you a trending topic, and y'all...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're going to tell us who, if you're going to stand by your sister or sit this one out.
Oh, this is good. Okay. Ooh.
All right, here we go. First up, cheating on your CEO husband and going to a Coldplay concert with your CEO sneaky link. Ooh. Stand by your sister or sit this one out.
I'm sitting this one out.
I got to sit that one out.
Nah. That was crazy.
That was
cute.
No game, though. Like, if you know you're cheating, you can't go to the...
Yes,
you
try. But also, they didn't even play it off. They weren't I would have faked CPR or something.
Right.
I would
have pretended.
Like, seriously, yes. I'm helping you somehow.
Yeah. And then the cherry challenged us, or we got the CEO challenge at Coldplay. Okay, all right. Now, how about this one? Meg Thee Stallion has a new NBA boo, Klay Thompson. She's showing him off. Yes. However, some people feel like she should keep it private. Are you going to stand by your sister, or are you going to sit this one out?
No, I'm standing by her.
I'm standing by her. Yeah. She's in love. She's happy. They love each other. I believe that you have to love out loud if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you're a private person, then be private. But we love Meg. Mm-hmm. We want to see it, and we need to see it.
Yeah, but still, honey,
She looks so happy. She's glowing.
Yeah, she's glowing.
They have that beginning of the relationship sex, too. That's when it's so fun.
But I just did you know. Story, honey. Shaq said that they're going to last for 6 weeks.
Oh, he already did.
Why did Shaq say that?
When did Shaq become a psychic?
Right.
Shaq.
How would he know?
He told, but you don't see everything.
He
said everything.
So he said. Anyway, Tracee Ellis Ross, honey, recently went viral, honey, for saying that she doesn't overpack her underwear because she likes to wash them out in the hotel sink and rewear them. Now, honey, I agree with this, because that's me. But what do y'all think about this, honey? Did you stand by your sister or just sit this one out?
I'm going to sit this one out because I definitely pack a lot of underwear.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's the most... I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, because you don't know where that water is.
I pack more underwear than I do
you don't
anything
know what?
Else.
Water. Is she traveling abroad washing her water in sinks with contaminated water?
Ross, the daughter of Donna Ross. She's staying in the most fabulous hotels, and I'm sure the water is nice and clean.
Well, it depends on where she is. It doesn't matter, nice hotels or not. There's some... If she's, like, traveling abroad, some countries don't have great water.
Well, I'm with her, honey. Two thongs is enough.
All right, well, City Girl JT recently told Cosmopolitan that she and her boo little Uzi Vert are definitely getting married.
Oh.
You standing by your sister, or are you going to sit this one out?
Yeah.
I'm standing by her. She happy, we happy.
Yep.
That's how I feel.
You keep saying that. Y'all know damn well that her and that rap ain't going to be together long.
They've been together for a long time.
He's a rapper, honey, and then she tell her, if they've been that long, married now. Hell, how long do you got to take?
He does have interesting fashion choices, I will say that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they definitely can go to Forever 21.
Child, please. Well, good for her, though. Yeah, we love you.
All right, now, when responding to divorce rumors, Michelle Obama said, "There hasn't been one moment in our marriage where I thought about quitting my man. Mm-hmm. Stand by your sister or sit this one out."
Stand by our sister.
Come on.
Yes, Michelle, come on.
The queen.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes.
And I love Obama. I said I want him to be my daddy, actually.
They aren't going anywhere. They are not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yo, ladies, it has been so much fun having y'all in the studio. Any parting words for the audience out there before y'all slide?
Season 9 is out now. Make sure you watch it every Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central.
On BET.
On BET, baby. That's it.
Be sure y'all stay tuned for more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
The audacity of it all. So, a North Carolina landscaper by the name of Michael Brown was arrested for throwing a wild party at his client's $4.3 million mansion while they were on vacation. Now, the neighbors became a bit suspicious after seeing several hundred people pull up and hearing obnoxious loud noises, so they called them boys. And when the cops showed up, Michael tried to pose as the owner of the home, but that didn't work. So, he told another lie and said it was his grandparents' house, and that didn't work either. So, eventually, he admitted to being the landscaper. Now, of course, Michael was arrested, but as luck would have it, he charged everybody an entry fee at the door, and that's probably what helped pay his $10,000 bill that he was released on.
If I would have drove and looked at him looking like that, I would have known that wasn't his house. I'm sorry.
Well, the cops, he said it was his. They didn't believe him. Then he said it was his grandparents. They didn't believe
him. So it must have been a black neighborhood then, but it was a nice house.
With the racial profiling.
I'm strong. Oh,
damn, Gary.
Yeah. Gary, have you ever called the cops on anybody?
Uh-huh.
What for?
For a lot of things, honey.
For a lot of things?
Yeah. You look suspicious, honey. In the neighborhood, girl, yes, I'm calling the cops, but I'm disguising my voice.
Let me hear your disguised voice.
Yes, there's these people in my neighborhood.
That's Gary with the T all day. Yeah. I heard you use your butch voice before when we used to work together.
Yeah, I mean, I butch it up every now and then.
Let me hear your straight voice.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, Claudia.
Keep going.
You need to come on and get on top of this.
Oh, I kind of think I will. Can I?
Oh, my God.
That hurt me. Well, honey, that's all the tea we have for today, honey. So thanks to Claudia Jordan for just joining us. Until next time, bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.